State Parks Sergeant Drew Patterson told us that they got a call about 3:20 on Saturday afternoon. He said the couple were on a kayak in the Wallsburg Bay area, about 50 feet out from shore.
The kayak tipped over, and the 32-year-old male, who lives in Illinois right now but's originally from India, he went under, and his wife was struggling to stay up, and she was frantically, you know, screaming and yelling. Some bystanders who were nearby in a boat heard her yelling and calling for help and went over to help her.
He said two of the bystanders dove into the water.
One of them helped her back up because she was going under. And the other, another individual kept diving, trying to find this male individual, and were unsuccessful in being able to find him. The visibility in the water is pretty minimal.
He said officers from State Parks and Wasatch County Search and Rescue responded to the scene. They also received some help from Summit County.
They were able to find the body pretty quick, about 75 feet of water, and they picked him up with their side scanner. And then at that point, we did have a dive team on hand, but 75 feet of water, that's a pretty decent dive for a person. So Summit County has a piece of equipment, which is a remote underwater vehicle, and they came and were able to go down, and in a matter of a few minutes, pick him up on and bring him up off the bottom.
The recovery was made at about 7 p.m. The couple were originally from India but had lived in Utah for about half a dozen years. The dead man was identified as 32-year-old Anuj Khandelwal. Sergeant Patterson said he was currently living in Urbana, Illinois, working either in school or employment. The wife was not injured. Sergeant Patterson said, sadly, the couple were not following water safety guidelines.
They both had life jackets on the kayak but weren't wearing them, and both individuals had, according to her and some friends, had very little to no experience with swimming. Had both of them been wearing their life jackets, no doubt in my mind, there would not have been a body recovery that day.
Sergeant Drew Patterson from Utah State Parks. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.